نعم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This matter, this is the matter of bringing children to the mosque. Some people bring their children with them to the mosque, children who did not reach the age of distinction, the age of tamyiz, distinction, which is around 7. And they don't know how to pray. And they take places in the lines or in the rows, some disturbing others. So what is the ruling concerning this? Now, our Shaykh rahimahullah, Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen alayhi rahmatullah, said that what I see is that bringing those children who disturb and confuse the people during Salah is not permissible. That is because this constitutes harm to the Muslims who are performing one of the obligatory acts of worship. And one time the Prophet heard some of his companions making salah and loudly reciting the Quran, so he admonished them, no one should recite loudly over the other in reciting the Quran, because this will cause confusion and disturbance. In another narration, the Prophet said, let not one of you harm the other. So anything that constitutes harm to the people in Salah, then it is not permissible for the Muslim to do. And he, rahimahullah, admonished the guardians of those children not to bring them to the masjid and to take guidance in what he sallallahu alayhi wasallam guided when he said, command your children to perform salah when they reach 7, and beat them on it when they reach 10. And we discussed that this kind of beating, as several times we came across, is a disciplinary matter. And he also, rahimahullah, admonished the people in the masjid that they should have an open chest towards the children whose attendance is legal, and that they should not make it hard upon them or take them from their places which they proceeded to before others. That is because whoever gets ahead, then this is his, he is more entitled to this right, whether he is a child or adult. So removing the children, meaning talking about those whose attendance is permitted, from their places has consequences to it. From that is depriving them of their rights. It is because they are more entitled since they got ahead of others to this place. So they deserve it. Also from the consequences is that this leads to turn them away from attending the masajid. Just because if the child, I mean the child, even though he's a child, don't belittle him, because the thing imprints in his heart against you. And the child therefore will have some enmity and hatred towards the person who removed him from the place he is entitled to. And also this leads to other consequences. From that is, it leads for the gathering of the children together. And so they will begin to play and disturb the people of the masjid. So therefore it would be better to have them between the men in the rows. Now as to what some people of knowledge had mentioned, that the child is to be removed from his place so that he takes the back row or the taking as evidence the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, liyalini minkum ulul ahlami wan nuha, let those who are sedate and prudent be near or close to me. This is this opinion based on this hadith is weak and is also opposed by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever gets ahead to that which he has reached, then he is more entitled to than those who didn't. And as to the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let those who are sedate and prudent be near me, the meaning of this hadith does not fit to their opinion, because in this hadith the Prophet ﷺ incites those who are sedate and prudent to move ahead so that they be close to him. That is because they are more of understanding, more understanding of the fiqh of salah from the children, and also because they are more conscious as to what they had seen the Prophet ﷺ doing or hearing. And this is clear because the Prophet ﷺ did not say no one should be close to me except those who are sedate and prudent. And there's difference between the two. If he would have said that, then this opinion will have merit to it. But the way the hadith came and the statement came is his command sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to those who are sedate and prudent to move ahead close to him alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is in short the ruling about bringing these types or these two categories of children to the masjid, those who have reached the age of distinction and those who are younger. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.